Welcome to the Engagement Fit Drive podcast. We're so happy to have you join us. And together with Tracy, Andrew, and Claire, let's make bringing your drives to life practical and fun. In our drives and action episodes, we'll share stories of drives at play in everyday scenarios so you can relate and gain deeper understanding of your drives. In our Driving Impact episodes, we'll sit down with incredible guests who are using the Drive framework and tools to create meaningful impact, both professionally and personally. Whether you're here to better understand yourself, your team, or simply curious about living a thriving and inspired life, you're in the right place. So let's dive in.
I have a lovely guest today for our Engagement Fit podcast, and a real warm welcome to Charisse Thaw, who has been part of a Drive Journey program and has valuable insight into her perspective on Drive. So welcome, Charisse, a big warm welcome, and thank you for taking the time to share your insight with us.
Oh, Tracy, it's always a pleasure.
Charisse, if you just want to tell us a little bit about yourself, and then you can go straight into what Drive has meant to you personally.
All right. So the company I work for, Express Produce, is the main company. They're a grower initiative that focuses on the integration of fresh produce, supply chains and logistics, particularly in peas, blueberries and strawberries. We export globally and support our growers in achieving the best financial result. My personal responsibilities include packaging, procurement, administration, staff training, grower reporting, and I've been working with them for going on 5 years now. It was actually our two directors that got in touch with Tracy, and we started our journey with you.
And as you can hear, Charisse's company is a very dynamic company. Just from you sharing your job description with us, it's not just that you do one role, and there's a lot of integrated aspects of your company. That is why we introduced Drive. What has it done for you personally? And then we'll take it into how it's impacted the team and everyone that you work with on a daily basis.
So I would say personally, it's confirmed a lot of the things that I already knew about myself. It just gave it a little bit more structure and direction, in the sense of these are the things that currently drain me, so let me work to improve on these things. That's what Drive did for me personally. Obviously, I had been on a personal journey before we even started Drive. It definitely gave me more a roadmap of, this is the direction I would like to go in. This is where I would like to improve. And these are the things I would like to lean on when doing things in my personal life, doing things at work. I will lean on different drivers that I have in order to complete tasks and help my team and engage with others that are outside of the team that we deal with on a day-to-day basis. So yeah, drivers definitely helped me grow in that sense.
Charisse, would you say that in a way it's given you confidence?
Yes, 100%.
And even as, and I mean, I know you on a personal level because I work with you, but even in terms of, like you said, some of the things that actually drain you, and in times where you've actually pushed yourself out of your comfort zone to do things, and having the confidence to do that, from understanding yourself, I think Drive takes it a little bit deeper. It does that understanding. This is exactly who we are. This is actually where we operate better in this space.
Yes.
We actually bring our best. We bring our A game. And it gives us the confidence to delve into the things that we may be not so good at, or where we are drained. certainly from what you've shared with me, and we'll just share with people listening, that having to do multiple things at a time for you can be quite stressful. It can be quite overwhelming. But you've been able to do that, Charisse, and in an impactful, successful, productive way. Am I right?
100%. Yeah, I will get a lot of things thrown at me all at once. And it does get very overwhelming very quickly. There's a balance in the sense that some of the things that generally will drain me, like having things thrown at me all of a sudden, and I just sit back and I go, okay, now I have all of these things. I will take my scheduler, which is one of my drives, and I'll be like, okay, now I'm going to sit here and I'm going to prioritize these things. What is the most urgent? And I'll make a list and then I'll work through it.
Thank you for sharing that with us. Charisse, has it impacted any of your personal relationships?
It definitely has. I have got a person in my life that I have to deal with on a personal level. And before going through Drive, I used to get so upset when they would say things to me. They would just throw things back at me or have little jabs, a little bit of a toxic personality. And what Drive did for me was it made me realize, hey, none of the things that this person is actually saying to me are true or have anything to do with me. And now when they say these things, I just go, yes, I can. All right. And they just, it completely just pops their bubble and they go on to the next person. So in that sense, like he said, it's given me the confidence that it's helped me feel more stable and secure in who I actually am. So I've become an immovable force. That was a big breakthrough for me, really, personal level.
And yes, standing in your truth and taking your power back and just really being you. From your perspective, what has Drive meant within the team? What have you seen any differences, or what has it meant to you?
So for me, I found before Drive, I didn't really, I knew my coworkers, I knew who I was working with. It's a very family oriented company, but there were some communication gaps where someone would say something and some of us would look around and be like, what does this mean? And yeah, it was definitely a lot of gaps in our communication and our understanding in what we needed to do. What was the goal? What was the clear goals? There were a lot of ideas being thrown around without any real guidance, and let's do this in order to reach this goal. And it was working, but could be better. And then Drive came and, like I say, it is a roadmap, and it helped us bridge those communication gaps. We started working better as a team. We've been placed in roles and given responsibilities that actually lean on our drives. And within the team, because now we know what each person is naturally good at and what might naturally drain them, if I'm battling with something, I will go to someone else on my team who's got that drive that'll help me, and I will lean on them. And it just works. So we're able to lean on each other more and communicate effectively. And I will say as well, it's quite interesting in the aspect of outside of our internal group, we've looked at other people in our logistics and the packaging suppliers that I have and the growers that we have. And you can see what their natural drives are and just communicate in a better way with them as well. So it does also extend with outside of the initial team.
So you're picking up, and you do. Drive becomes a language. Then it gives you the tools. Like you say, how do you communicate with that person? And communication is everything. Better productivity, better execution. That is, in a nutshell, exactly why we do what we do with Drive. Is to, yes. How do you bring that cohesion? How do you bring that collaboration into teams where you have grace for each other because you understand who you are? That you operate differently, you think differently, you relate differently, you accomplish things differently. And the power of that, being able to lean on other people that have that natural energy, that the capacity to do that better than you can, it adds value all round to a team, and it makes a team so much stronger. Lee, thank you for sharing that, because that's exactly what, it's so lovely for other people to hear what Drive can do for a company. It even goes beyond just you and your group, but it actually has repercussions to everybody that you come into contact with and deal with. And I think you're right, Charisse, and that certainly when I started working with your team, and it was either chaos or tension or stress. And the last couple of times I've come and done a team session with you guys, I've heard the word excitement and vision, and we're heading in the direction, we're moving, we know what we're doing. And it makes life so much more fun, doesn't it?
Yes, it does. It really does. It makes it easier, which then lets you enjoy all of those moments.
So you understand your team better. We've spoken about how you've improved communication and collaboration. If you had to just put in a few words, or even tell a story or an example of maybe something that has been quite profound.
It's a little bit difficult to pinpoint any one thing because it's happened in a succession of events, in the sense that this realization was made by this person, and then this person realized this thing, and then we all started talking to each other about our realizations within the group. These bonds were all of a sudden formed. So it's not like it was a profound event that happened. It was a succession of events that made the outcome so impactful. One of the things I enjoyed the most, and to me, made me actually widen my eyes a little bit during the session, was I think our last session last year, you went around the room and we were talking about what we learned about each other and what we enjoyed about Drive. And for me, that was impactful because, to be honest, yes, I'm confident in myself, but within the company, I was like, am I really making an impact within the company? I knew I was valued. I'm fully aware of all these things, but again, it wasn't like a solidified thing. It was, all right, I know this thing. So going around and hearing what everyone thought about each person, what we had each learned during Drive, that opened my eyes a lot to what was going on within the company and what is important to each person as well, how we see each other within the company. And that for me was very profound because it made me value myself within the company more as well. I recently had a review and one of my directors said to me that he sees me as the glue that holds the company together. And I was like, oh, wow, this is really amazing. And, you know, I appreciate that. And there's just a lot more appreciation. That stress and the chaos that you sensed when you first walked in and then we started having the excitement, it's also a lot of appreciation within the group. And we're not treated as numbers, we're treated as individuals, and we are appreciated as individuals. So to me, it's a very healthy work environment since Drive.
What, Charisse, if you had to give anyone feedback or advice on taking a Drive journey, what would you say? Just in maybe one or two sentences as why you would advocate for that.
So when it comes to businesses, if I was speaking to a director, business owner, manager, someone like that, a lot of people will complain about their work environment, their seniors, their colleagues. I would ask them, do you want to have a healthier work environment? Do you want to understand the people around you? Do you want to be able to communicate more clearly within your team and with prospective clients? Do you want to understand and grow within your team? And then I would definitely suggest Drive for businesses. Yeah. If you have thriving employees, your business generally is going to thrive as well. Whereas obviously the opposite, you'll find turnover of employees in your company. People will be in and out and no one will really end up specializing in that specific thing. You want to have long-term employees that understand your company, that are committed, that want to be there. so that they want the company to grow so they can grow as well. I would tell every single person they need to go through this process. Do you want to understand yourself better? Do you want to grow? Do you want to learn more? Do you want to be the best you? Do you drive?
We're going to steal advertising there, Therese.
I really believe in what you do, Tracy. And you have as much as drive as the map. You are a great, you're basically the lady through Google Maps who's telling us, yeah, there's the physical map, but turn right.
Well, that strong visionary job, Therese. This is my passion. I love what I do. But exactly that. And I think if we just highlight that workplaces can be toxic. And I don't just mean that people are nasty to each other. Even what you mentioned earlier about feedback. Mm-hmm. Drive is helping give effective feedback and the feedback you need. Because I'm going to just speak again about the supporter drive. Feedback for supporter drive is very important. Please acknowledge the 100 or 200% that I give of myself every day. So even helping managers, directors give effective feedback to their employees. So there's so many reasons and so many benefits to really using this drive program and making it work for your company. And if you can make the workplace a safe place where you are seen and heard and acknowledged, make that an environment where your people want to be there. They come to it, they feel supported, they get what they need. And they probably take that lovely energy thriving at home, and it can change their home life. Anything else you'd like to add?
I think what you guys are doing is amazing, and you're definitely helping people. You helped us a hell of a lot, so it is very much appreciated, especially from my side.
Thank you so much for joining us, Therese. We really appreciate it and wish you everything that you wish for yourself. And I know your company are in the middle right now of half season and there's a lot of stress, but you have the tools, you have each other, you have support to get through this.
Thanks for joining us on this exciting journey of self-discovery and fulfillment. We hope you found inspiration, practical takeaways, and maybe a deeper understanding of how drives work in action. If you want to discover your drives, head over to engagementfit.com and take the drive assessment. If you love this episode, remember to hit the subscribe button. We'd also love to hear your thoughts, so leave us a review or share this episode with someone who's ready to unlock their drives and thrive. Until next time, keep driving towards a life of meaningful impact.